You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Recent strikes and near strikes are shining a light on an emerging issue in higher education, a growing reliance on adjunct faculty. According to 2016 data from the American Association of University Professors, 73% of instructors at the country's colleges and universities are working in non-tenure-track jobs. Our next guest says that's a big problem, and if left unchanged, it could have serious implications for the future of higher education. Aaron Hanlon is an assistant professor of English at Colby College. His recent piece at the Chronicle of Higher Education is titled, "The University is a Ticking Time Bomb." Aaron, thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much for having me.
Well, spell out for us just how much this has changed at universities and colleges, this shifting from relying on what we might think of, the tenured faculty professor, to other things, part-timers, short-term educators, and others.
Well, just by the numbers, it's a pretty staggering transformation, which is well documented in Benjamin Ginsberg's book, The Fall of the Faculty, which was published in 2011. Between 1975 and 2005, the percentage of administrative ranks grew by about 85%. The percentage of administrative and support staff for those administrators grew by a staggering 240%. And over that same period of time, the percentage of faculty grew by only about 51%. And what this means is that students have a less stable group of faculty to turn to for all the various functions that we have in our job.
And you write that institutions of higher education today operate as if they have no future. What do you mean by that?
Well, in so many cases, the faculty who are working what we call off the tenure track, meaning that they'll never have the possibility of tenure or a permanent position and can be terminated more or less at any time at the end of any given semester or year. These faculty are working often on a year-to-year contract, in many cases on a semester-to-semester contract. This is three-quarters of all people you would call professors at U.S. higher education institutions. And that means that the jobs themselves literally have no future. And in that case, it's very difficult, I would argue even really impossible, to think about what the future can be of teaching and learning, both in one's given field and on the academic side of the university at large.
So the question has got to be, why are institutions of higher learning turning more to these adjunct faculty, these part-timers, and limited-term employees to teach? Is it cost savings?
That's often the argument, although there have been studies fairly recently, 2017, a couple of studies by the American Institutes of Research, which is a nonpartisan, nonprofit social science research institute, that have found that the cost of college does not go down when adjunctification or the conversion of the professoriate into a kind of contingent and disposable labor force goes up. So adjunctification doesn't actually save tuition costs. It doesn't actually save institutions money. What I think is behind the shift in many cases is simply the ability to have a more pliable workforce, a workforce that can be more easily controlled. But also, I think this is a wider trend in labor markets beyond academia. Casualization in general has been a trend.
Now, for a lot of people not in higher education, the tenure concept seems a little different. It's different than most people's work experience. Why in academia do you see it as important to have those tenured faculty and lots of them with that more or less guarantee that they're there for the long haul?
The main argument for it is what people often will refer to as academic freedom, which basically means that faculty and students need to be free to pursue avenues of study, avenues of research and inquiry, basically following where the evidence goes. And that anytime you have the possibility that your job can be held over your head, if you are to do some controversial research, say on climate change, or to do some research on race and ethnicity, for example, or gender, that if you can be effectively terminated on a year-to-year basis or in any given year, that you might not be as free to pursue that research and as free to get things right ultimately. So that's the main argument.
Talking to Aaron Hanlon from Colby College. His recent piece for the Chronicle of Higher Education is "The University is a Ticking Time Bomb," looking at the increasing reliance on part-time or limited-term instructors, educators, lecturers, instead of tenured long-term faculty. Aaron, let's talk more about the consequences. Just now you were talking about the research, and you write that you worry that there is a loss of public good, potentially, if we don't have those researchers in place, not just educating, but expanding the boundaries of knowledge. What kind of concerns do you have here?
Well, I think if we don't have a somewhat stable employment future, just at the level of faculty jobs, then we also don't have the ability to retain people who are coming up through the pipeline, who are spending years and years learning and training to be professors. That's both a loss at the level of research and of what I'm calling knowledge, but also in terms of the classroom, in terms of teaching. And when you don't have a place to put all of these people who are pursuing knowledge work, it becomes harder to see how some fields might sustain themselves. Now, people could easily make the argument, and I'm sympathetic to it, that maybe we need fewer people in certain fields. It's often an argument made about my field, literary studies, and I don't agree with it. But the risk that we run when we say, oh, these people aren't really useful anyway, we don't need them, is that we're not really historically very good at predicting the future of our needs. So it might have been really easy to eliminate virology programs in the 70s after a lot of major illnesses were effectively cured by vaccines until AIDS and HIV struck. And suddenly universities didn't often have the research infrastructure to address that problem as swiftly as it might. Same thing you could say for Arabic language and history and culture programs and Middle Eastern studies before and after 9/11. So we're not too good always at predicting what we'll need. And I think it's important for there to be always a kind of stable foundation to build the future of knowledge in our different fields.
And you've mentioned a couple times concerns about the quality of the education that students receive at a college or a university. And while you say, you know, maybe that part-time lecturer is a perfectly good instructor, there's something different between having somebody who's there from year to year versus somebody who's scrambling to put together three jobs maybe at different institutions.
Absolutely. So in many cases, people working what's called part-time, which I think is a misnomer, people, in other words, who are working on a course-by-course basis and getting paid by course without retirement or insurance benefits, faculty in that situation are often, that's about 50% of the 75% overall faculty who are working off the tenure track. Faculty in that situation often don't even have an office that they can use to meet students. They often don't have access to certain research and teaching and career development resources that make them better or that can give them some parity with respect to their tenured and tenure track colleagues in terms of improving themselves and growing in their own research and growing in the profession. And this ultimately is a problem. This ultimately is a problem for students. What it comes down to is students don't have people who are as accessible as they ought to be in this job. They don't have people who they can rely on for letters of recommendation on a longer term basis, and they don't have access to people who they can build a longer term relationship with over their 2 or 4 years, whatever the case may be, of higher education.
So, Aaron, this is a long-term trend. Is there a fix for it that you can see?
I think what's going to happen, and I don't know if it's going to fix things, but I think we're going to see more organization of labor, more strikes, more collective action, and also more visibility as this issue comes to a head. I think it's absolute madness that we have had this situation for so long and not been able to do a whole lot about it. And I think sometimes scarcity of academic jobs, of funding and so on is going to apply more and more pressure. And I think we're going to see people who might have sat back and thought, oh, things are going to be fine. We're going to come out of this at some point. I think some of those people are going to start thinking more deliberately about what they can do to make sure that we have a future for higher education and for our students.
And Aaron, briefly, as we wrap up, since you've put this piece in the Chronicle of Higher Education, have you gotten a big response for it? Are you hearing from people around the country saying, yeah, we see this as a problem too?
Absolutely. And one of the most, in addition to the responses I expect, which is kind of solidarity from my faculty colleagues and non-tenure track colleagues, one of the best kinds of responses that I've gotten, one that makes me most hopeful, is parents and students getting in touch with me and saying, I had no idea that my professors were working under these conditions. I had no idea that this was the scale of it, and I never would have known to ask about it, but I do now. And I think that's going to be a huge part of the solution too, that parents and students need to do a little bit of research along with the other research that they do when they're looking into making choices for college, and think about, are these professors who are going to be teaching me for my time at this college likely to be there for my time at this college and likely to be there with the resources that will make them be able to perform their job optimally, which ultimately redounds to me as a student.
Aaron, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really glad that you're taking on this issue.
Aaron Hanlon is an assistant professor of English at Colby College. His recent piece at the Chronicle of Higher Education is headlined, "The University is a Ticking Time Bomb."